As Australians flock to the beaches, rivers and creeks to escape the summer heat, authorities are again pleading for a renewed focus on water safety. 28 people have drowned this summer. In Victoria, there's a push to recruit lifesavers from migrant communities because over the last decade, nearly 20% of the people who've drowned in that state were born overseas. Samantha Donovan reports.
Breathe one, breathe two, back to compression.
In a life-saving club overlooking Melbourne's Port Phillip Bay, a group of young migrants is learning how to resuscitate someone.
Hold his head nice and gentle. Yep. Remember, we don't want to cause spinal damage.
17-year-old Shuk Mohammadi arrived in Australia from Afghanistan 6 years ago. He says his family's pleased he's training to be a lifesaver.
Oh, they said it's good because, like, when we came, we didn't know how to swim, yeah? And it's good to have people around you helping you.
And how did you find the swimming training?
At the start, it was a bit hard for me because I never did it before, you know, but I practiced a few days and got better.
Blair Morton coordinates Lifesaving Victoria's multicultural projects.
There's a huge percentage of Victorians are either born overseas or have a parent that was, and we'd like our lifesaving clubs to reflect that.
And do you find the feedback you get from the youngsters is that it's helping them adapt to life in Australia?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, it's a pretty iconic Australian sort of way of life at the beach over summer, but they build friends at the club while they're here and also other avenues to employment and schooling, and they gain some awards here as well that are quite useful and can start them on a path where they are much more involved and socially included.
The aspiring lifesavers in today's group are from the Dandenong area of Melbourne's outer southeast. Before starting this training, they've all had at least a year of swimming lessons funded by Lifesaving Victoria. Blair Morton.
They might have an ability to swim a little bit, but it's not the swimming perhaps that you and I might conceive of when we think of swimming. It's perhaps a much lower level. So they need to be able to swim 200 metres in 5 minutes before they can come to the course. So even for a fit, healthy Australian, that's still a pretty handy time for a reasonably long swim.
13-year-old Yudon Tenzin was born in India to Tibetan parents. She came to Australia 2 years ago and is one of three sisters involved in lifesaving. Her dad taught her to swim in India.
I like to swim freestyle and diving and going to the pool every Friday.
Is that where you do your swimming training?
Yeah, swimming lessons. After that, we do some freestyle and do some laps.
What have you been doing this morning in your training?
Just learning about how we help people when they're, like, drowning and stuff. I find it really easy sometimes, but, like, it's also very challenging.
Lifesaving Victoria believes its multicultural projects are also helping promote beach safety messages. Blair Morton.
Obviously, the red and yellow flags are the safest place to swim at the beach, and we're finding that is becoming more understood and recognised, especially with the role models that we have here who can maybe translate this into their languages. But there's, like I said, there's also a softer effect where they go back into their community and someone will tell someone who tells someone. It's a bit of a trickle-down message that gets to the more grassroots part of the community and the message gets out more broadly.
Blair Morton from Lifesaving Victoria, ending Samantha Donovan's report.